Last Sunday, American runner Shalane Flanagan broke the tape in Central Park, becoming the first American woman to win the New York City Marathon since 1977. That is 40 years. She did it in 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 53 seconds, beating three-time defending champion and world record holder Mary Kitani of Kenya. Well, Shalane Flanagan joins me now from Portland, Oregon. Shalane, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations. It's so great to have you with us. Let's listen for just a minute here. This is ESPN Sports Center with your Breaking the Tape.
Look at the emotion of Shalane Flanagan as she comes to the line, breaks the tape. The joy evident as she has won her first world major marathon major.
Shalane Flanagan, I would have no idea what is on a marathoner's mind. What's on your mind as you broke that tape, as you won it all?
Well, it was a moment that I've worked a lifetime to achieve. It was not, you know, just the last couple months of preparation. It literally has been since I was a little girl. I'm from Boston, and I would watch the Boston Marathon, and
yeah.
I dreamed of becoming a marathoner and eventually winning my own marathon. And, you know, it happened to be in the streets of New York after what was a really tough week for New Yorkers, and I was just thinking I have to bring some joy and smiles to the face of New Yorkers and to our nation, and it was a privilege and an honor to win that day.
We had, of course, the terrible situation with the pickup truck driven into all those people and the death count there, but this was a very different day. The runners came out, the New Yorkers came out to watch them run. It's pretty amazing. Take us through this run and how it began for you, what it felt like in the middle. When did you know, could you feel sort of in your muscles that, hey, this is going really well?
Yeah, well, I was facing three-time defending champion from Kenya, Mary Kitani, and world record holder, amongst a handful of other great athletes. But she, by far, is the best over the last decade. And so I knew I had a huge task at hand to try to beat the world's best. So my race plan was to basically mirror myself and react to whatever Mary Kitani decided to do. And she's run the New York City Marathon a variety of ways. And I decided that no matter what she did, I was just going to try to attempt to stay as close to her as possible. The first half of the race was actually quite slow compared to what we're capable of running and what I trained for.
Okay.
We went through the half marathon in about 76 minutes, which is kind of pedestrian for us.
Mm-hmm.
But over the second half, the pace picked up, and I just mirrored myself behind Mary and drafted off of her. But it was not until about the last 4 miles we broke apart, and there was just three of us, an Ethiopian woman, Mary, and myself. And as I got closer to the finish, it's like, you know, a racehorse. When you sniff the finish, you just get more excited. And I was just gaining more confidence the closer we got to the finish because it was a slower pace. And I know from having been a track runner and an Olympic medal from the track in Beijing, I rely on a good closing speed. And I arrived at, you know, 23 miles feeling really good and mm-hmm. just reacting to the other runners. And I was able to close my last 3 miles very fast and able to secure the win. But I had no idea in those final miles how close Mary was or my competitors. So I just ran scared all the way to the finish. And until I could see the finish line, I really didn't allow myself to let up and celebrate because I was afraid to let this dream slip through my fingers if I was, too confident.
Wow, you tell the story amazingly. You should call this the next when you're not running, you should be up in the booth calling these marathons. What's
well,
it like
I haven't
to draft? Good for you. What's it like to draft or to mirror a champion like Mary? And of course, you came out on top here. How close do you run to her when you say you're drafting? You're actually trying to take advantage of that kind of being right behind her and sort of carried along with it. How closely do you observe her as you're following her for those miles?
Yeah. Well, if you study, you know, in cycling, same thing, there's a drafting component, and I'm sure even in race car driving, and so there's a drafting component as well to running, and so I made sure to stick in the pack. New York is known notoriously for being windy on the bridges and exposure,
yeah.
So I was trying to conserve as much energy. I know that Mary has a much faster personal best over the marathon, 2:17, where I have a measly 2:21 record to my name. So I knew that in order to beat the best in the world, I had to conserve as much energy. And so I drafted as much as possible throughout the race to just give myself that extra little bit. Maybe it's only a percentage, but that percentage can make the difference between winning. So I was very calculated and methodical with my approach, and what my coach had told me was to just conserve as much. And so, you know, I stuck in the pack. We had a big group of women because of the slow pace. So I was able to kind of nuzzle in there and conserve energy. And then, you know, I was trying to assess how tired Mary was, and I kept checking out her form or her breathing.
Yeah.
It's a way to kind of just see how she's doing. And I could tell that she just wasn't maybe the typical Mary. She definitely was not, she didn't look as smooth as I've seen her. So I gained confidence seeing that she wasn't maybe having like potentially her best day. Or so it kind of, that again, gave me another boost of confidence.
That energy is so important. We've been talking with Mark Bittman this hour about the vegetables, but you're actually out. You're a co-author of a cookbook as well with Elise Kopeck called Run Fast, Eat Slow, Nourishing Recipes for Athletes. How do you eat to keep up that marathon scale energy, Shalane?
Yeah, so when I started to tackle the marathon, moving up from the track races, which were much shorter, most 6 miles on the track, I realized that I was just hungry all the time, and I couldn't keep up with the fueling. And so, you know, I had set a goal to make my fourth Olympics, and at that time my best friend and college teammate Elise Kopecky had just finished up her schooling in New York City at culinary school, and she and I were over a home-cooked meal discussing our goals. And she kind of enlightened me to a new way of eating, which incorporated some more healthy fats into my diet. And she said that she felt like it was kind of life-changing to her, and was just demonstrating a few ways in which I could enhance my training and not be so hungry all the time. And I told her that I thought it was revolutionary, because I think a lot of athletes tend to fear fat, especially in the American culture, and love a lot of packaged foods that are quick and convenient. When in reality, we should be getting in the kitchen and cooking our own foods and indulging in these nourishing fats that'll help us stay satiated. So as an experiment, I adapted her new way of kind of eating and realized I felt so much better, and I wasn't reaching for cereal or a bag of chips late at night after I'd already had my dinner. And so from that point on, we decided we need to share this knowledge and information, and that's how, you know, Run Fast, our book came to be. So it was a really rewarding process.
Run Fast, Eat Slow is the cookbook there with Elise Kopecky. So here you are, first American woman to win this in 40 years. That must be an incredible feeling. I mean, are you going to do it again? There's been rumors you might retire.
Yes, it's so hard to top these incredible moments. I mean, this is a lifetime of work, and so it's almost like, you know, trying to go and recreate this moment again.
Yeah,
it likely wouldn't happen, and I can appreciate that, and I'm okay with it. You know, when I won an Olympic medal in Beijing, I realized I can't top this moment. This is what it is. So I think I have to assess. I'm going to live in the present moment, soak up this moment as much as I can, and then I will assess, you know, what's my next motivation, what's my next goal, and it has to be something pretty special in order to keep going, because I do have other passions in my life, writing cookbooks.
Right, yeah.
We have another cookbook coming out next August, and, you know, eventually I want to start my own family, and so there
great.
Are a lot of ways I feel like I can contribute.
Shalane Flanagan, you're a hero to us. Congratulations on your victory. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.